dude was high on something.
He was high on college football. College football with Big Cleve. They're throwing a Sean Thompson ball with Big Cleve. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with J.D. Got to chawing, wearing them short track style shorts.
I heard he almost played football in Nebraska.
He used to call Bobby Bowden and ask for football informational nuggets with barbecue sauce.
Jay knows more about high school football than you know about your family.
B-Dub.
Call Jay Binkley.
Call Bink. College football with They're throwing a Sean Thompson ball with Big Cleve. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with J.D.
That's right, baby. It's Wednesday. It's football season, and it's Jay Binkley. Binkley, do you remember the first time you ever had to use the dump button on yourself?
Yeah, I could remember. I had hernia surgery, and I came to work that next day, and I had many pain pills, and I dropped an F-bomb just like within 2 minutes of the show. I said, those blanking Chiefs or something like that. And
oh, boy. And you had to dump yourself. Well, good. I'm glad you're not on the pain meds this morning anyway to do that for us. Before we delve into college football, Jay, how about those first-place Kansas City Royals, my friend? That's got to make you feel good today.
Yeah, that was fun, and I can't wait till an Indian or a Guardian gets plunked today, man.
Yeah, right. Somebody better get plunked, and there better be a fight. I was listening to a conversation that George Brett was having with Moose and Haas, and he was talking about those dudes fighting like every game in 14 and 15, and we may see something like that today. Somebody needs to get drilled, because they drilled Bobby Witt yesterday. That was intentional, and these guys need to retaliate. They need to go back after them. They need to send a message today. Once you fight somebody, then you got the respect of everybody in baseball.
Yeah, it's like, here are the Royals. They're not going to take it anymore. You know, Cleveland's obviously desperate. You know, they know the Royals just snuck up on them and tied them for first place that night. They're upset. Their fans were acting like idiots last night. Cleveland's melting down.
Yeah, they are melting down in a big way, and you could see that coming. Cleveland hasn't been playing good for the past month or so, and the Royals are catching them at the exact right time, and they're keeping a losing team losing. So we'll talk more Royals as we move forward, obviously, all morning long, Jay. But college football begins this week. All three local teams in action. Two begin tomorrow night with Missouri and Kansas playing their openers. Let's talk about expectations for all three teams. I want you to kind of go through the three teams and tell me what your realistic expectations are for KU, K-State, and Missouri.
Well, let's start off with Mizzou. I think last year they kind of set that bar of, you know, how good this team can be, and I thought that was that's what Eli Drinkwitz needed, that type of year, and, you know, people buying into the program, the recruiting's been outstanding, and quarterback play, Brady Cook. I mean, you got to look at what Missouri did, and Luther Burden, probably the most explosive player in college football in that offense. Theo Weiss, coming back, a wide receiver, too. Really, every receiver, and also the running game. You know, they get Marcus Carroll coming in here, you know, and Noel, did two transfer running backs. So people might be worried about Cody Schrader being gone. Well, they're supplanting it with two former 1,000-yard rushers in college football. So that bodes well for Missouri. The schedule's tough, but you know what? Even if you lose, like at Alabama or something, you can almost it's crazy, but you can almost be a 2-3 loss team with a 12-team playoff and coming from the SEC conference and getting in. That may be the only conference you might be able to take that many losses, but at least two. And we're going to see two lost teams in the playoffs all the time, so it could happen. For Kansas, you know, they get started off against Lindenwood.
Tough matchup.
Well, Missouri's playing Murray State. They had two wins last year. Lindenwood had three wins last year. It's a former, you know, Division II team that jumped up, and they're playing an FCS. I mean, all three schools are playing FCS teams, but not a great team, Lindenwood. But this is a good test for Kansas. I think they see harder work in practice than against Lindenwood. But the schedule is very, very favorable for the Kansas Jayhawks this year. And with Devin Neal in the backfield. It's a good offense. You know, don't have the same offensive coordinator they had when Lance Leipold showed up in Lawrence, but still with Jalen Daniels at quarterback and Devin Neal, I expect good things just because their schedule. The schedule is very, very, very favorable to hit that over. Do I think they're going to hit the over 8.5 wins? Absolutely. Kansas State, I really like, and I know people are really high on Utah, maybe winning the Big 12 conference. You heard Kansas mentioned as well. But Kansas State, to me, is the most solid team in the Big 12. I mean, you think about that running backs, Dylan Edwards, the former Derby high school player that went to Colorado that they lost and he transferred back to Kansas State. DJ Giddens, one of the top eight running backs in the country, coming back after 1,000 yards last year. And then you have Avery Johnson at quarterback. That is going to be a tough team on the ground. And if they build up a lead with that defense and they can salt it away running the football all the time, I love Kansas State and what they can do. And that game with Kansas, obviously, it's in Manhattan this year. That's why I favor Kansas State.
Beagley, I only bring this up because we did the college football video game tournament. It seemed like after watching, tweets come out about it, Missouri's defense, maybe the only question mark. Maybe this team will give a lot of 2018 Chiefs vibes where the offense is immaculate, but the defense could be the, downfall of this team at some point.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They might surprise you. They might surprise you on defense this year. Probably, I'd say, middle of the pack in the SEC.
Okay.
But with that offense, man, that offense is going to be unreal.
Where's your fan base going to be when they go to Tuscaloosa?
Where are they going to go in Tuscaloosa?
No, where's your fan base going to be when they go to Tuscaloosa?
What do you mean, Dustman?
Well, your Alabama Crimson Tide, Mizzou Tigers,
two-year-based
clashes.
Me personally.
Yeah, you personally.
Oh, I thought you were asking a recommendation to Tuscaloosa.
No.
I was going to say Druid Brewing.
Of course.
No. I'm going for Eli Drinkwitz and what he's doing. Nick Saban's now gone.
He is.
My mentor, my idol, it's Kalen DeBoer now, so it's a different team.
Yeah, well, it's a lot different down in Alabama. It's going to be interesting to see if they're able to keep up what they, had under Nick Saban. The dirty little secret is before Nick Saban got there, they were not very good. They had a run there where they had some really turd birds as their head coach, and Nick Saban came in and got Alabama back to those Bear Bryant days. But I want to talk about my Buckeyes a little bit. We open against Akron this weekend, a big in-state, matchup with the Buckeyes in Akron. Are they the favorites, in your opinion, to win this college football playoff after spending $20-some million on payroll this offseason?
Yeah, certainly one of the most talented teams in college football, top two most talented teams. Emmanuel Abuka, wide receiver, a couple years ago, you think about the great receivers Ohio State's been putting out, the Garrett Wilsons and Marvin Harrison Jr.'s and stuff like that. Emmanuel Abuka, 2 years ago, actually had a better year than all their receivers. Last year was banged up a lot, or he probably would have gone in the first round had he played last season, but he's coming back and he's a stud. Keyshawn Judkins is a stud running back at Ole Miss, and he transferred to Ohio State. I mean, it's about the transfer portal right now. And of course, Will Howard, who really had to battle his way to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State. Right now, he's got the fourth best Heisman odds, and I think that's because of the byproduct of what the system is. But yeah, and then Jack Sawyer on defense. This was a guy who looked at last year that if he was coming out, going to be, maybe a first or second round edge player. But Ohio State continues to replace edge players, and the running back, the wide receiver, everything's solid with that team.
Jay, before we let you skate and get out of here, how many of the locals make the college football playoff this year?
I'm going to go on a limb and say two.
Who?
I think Kansas State and Missouri.
Okay.
Sorry, Jayhawks. Oh, well.
What's that?
I said sorry to the Jayhawks, I guess it is.
Well, it's just, yeah. And then when they play Kansas State, Manhattan, things are going to be different. The committee's going to look at that and look at head-to-head and Kansas State be Kansas. I don't know. I really like Kansas State's chances, although the Big 12 is going to be so competitive up and down. I mean, it's going to be tough for Kansas State. I mean, the Big 12 is no joke this year. But I think if you asked me the one lock, I would say Missouri.
Jay, in 10 seconds, give me your bigger game, Mizzou versus Oklahoma or Mizzou versus Alabama?
Oh, Missouri versus Alabama, because I think that that would be huge for the program.
Yeah, of course, you get that win. But, I mean, a little bragging rights with Oklahoma too, right?
Well, sure, but with SEC tradition and Alabama always being that team and always, you know, they've destroyed Mizzou in the past.
Yeah.
And to get that win, it's like when Gary Pinkel finally beat Georgia, and that parlayed him into the SEC title game that first year, that first of two, but they went to Georgia and won that game, and I think that put the spotlight on Missouri. So I'm going to say Alabama.
All right, Jay, it starts tomorrow, man. We got college football, and we got a first-place baseball team. But brother, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Brother.
5 days, Bob. 5 days in a row of college football.
You got enough beer to get you through beginning tomorrow so you don't have to leave the house? Or do you send your mom out on beer runs?
Yeah. I don't have enough right now, but I use that Hy-Vee delivery.
There you go. You got to use the Hy-Vee delivery, my friend. That's the way to go.
I have two cases coming about 10 a.m. I have a delivery window 10 to 11. So, yes, Hy-Vee will deliver beer with the groceries as well. So that is coming to the house.
Awesome. That is fantastic. You got your chips. You got your dip. You got your beer.
I got everything I need.
All right, Jay. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, man. Be easy.
Hey, see you, Dustman.
Later.